We are activating your unique self-discovery one show at a time. The Orchard of Wisdom Self-Discovery Podcast are at your fingertips, just waiting to inspire and invite you in discovering just how awesome you really are and how to navigate through life in joy, enrichment, personal abundance, in mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. All the people we bring you are here to serve you on your journey of life. Do enjoy our next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, and I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Consciousness, what is that? It is when you're aware of the wholeness of you. It's when you've opened your heart and you've let your soul come through you and speak to you in wisdom. When your heart feels that wisdom and truth, when it ignites your spirit into action, and your mind will know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. If you've listened to any of my shows before, you will know I say this often, and I can't say it often enough. Our consciousness is what's going to save us. It's our purpose for being here. Otherwise, we're just humanoids. Human beings constantly on the cycle of fear, repetitive fright and fight. And we can never evolve from that unless we step into that higher consciousness. That higher consciousness is something that we feel. In other words, we need to feel our thoughts, not think them. If you're just from the chin up, all you are is data, knowledge you've learned, constantly questioning, but never getting to the answer. When you allow and open up and elongate your spirit to allow the soul to come through and resonate in your heart, and that heart really knows that truth of that knowledge, of that wisdom, and it goes into the spirit into action, and your mind then knows what it needs to know in that moment, what it needs to know in order to apply, in order to do what you need to do. Consciousness is something, as I said, is going to save the planet and save us as humanity and all living creatures on this planet until we step into that higher plane. How are we ever going to evolve? We see so much hate rhetoric out there. Where does hate come from? It comes from fear. Fear is doubt. Fear is not knowing. Fear is being scared of the unknown. And fear is something that the higher ups, and I don't mean the higher spirits, I mean corporate, some religions, governments, and people that are the shoot starers. They want to keep you in fear, because if they keep you in fear, they keep you in control. But when you decide to question, and not question to bash or to have angst issue with, but question your purpose for being here, your reason for being here, then it changes the subject altogether. That subject becomes something now that really gives you a reason to explore life in a different way. That exploration of life is why we are here, to discover our meaningful purpose, to discover why, what we are given, and how to use it in order to serve all living creatures on this planet, including the planet. We have taken so much for granted for so long, and we've been rather disgraceful with it rather than in grace with it. And I think it's time that when we step into that higher consciousness, that we look at our part in the equation. All that is wrong with the world is man-made. Yes, Mother Nature, she certainly has her tantrums and certain things she doesn't like, and she is going to release them. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, storms, ice storms, volcanic eruptions, all of that. Part and parcel of that is the natural evolution of the earth, and sometimes it just needs to release pressure. And sometimes it's the part of the seasonal change. But the extremities, I think, is because we've been giving the earth far too much thunder for far too long. You see, all that hate rhetoric, all that violence, all that negativity, it goes into the earth and it literally cracks her up. Now, if we could rise up into a higher frequency, a higher vibration, that of love, self-love, love of our purpose, love of life, love of each other, love of this beautiful, wonderful gift of a planet, love of all our possibilities, love of all that is unknown. Then we are actually feeding her an energy that she truly can thrive on, and thus helping us thrive through everything that she grows for us. See, it's really quite simple. The simpler we live our lives in that state of self-love. I love who I am, what I stand for, what I'm here to do, and I love doing it from all of my heart, my spirit, and my soul. In this essence, in this vibration, in this love, I give of myself for anyone to receive in any way that they need. That is simply what we are here for. What is your gift? What is your purpose? What is the reason you are here? What's your instrument in life? How are you going to use that instrument in a way that's going to have a wonderful, positive impact on others? That impact that we have on others can be the seeding or the watering of the seeds, the encouragement of the seeds' growth, the nurturing. That's what we're here to do. You see, when we reach that personal abundance of soul, spirit, heart, mind, body, absolute wholeness of ourselves, then we actually understand how enriched and abundant we are. And in that abundance, we realize how empowered we are to empower others and how powerful that empowerment is. Now, the choice, of course, is yours. No one can force you to change. No one can force you to embrace that higher consciousness. No one can tell you what to do. All they can do is inspire you. All they can do is show you their own essence, their own inner peace, their own inner love, and be an example for you to want to ignite it in yourself. Many of us have the skills and the tools and the ability to help you on that path because they've taken the path before you, but it is your free will, and nobody can force you against your free will. People may dictate to you, maybe demand from you, maybe try and control you. But until you step into your own free will and make the choice for yourself, you can't get out of that control. You can't get out from under that repression. Your free will is that courage and strength to stand up and seek for yourself, your own self-discovery, your own meaningful purpose, your own beautiful consciousness, and why you are here on this planet, doing what you were meant to do. Consciousness is a higher power. Some call it God, some call it Source, some call it supreme energy, divineness. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's how you feel it. When you open up your essence, your soul, and you allow and surrender to the wisdom to come through you, when your heart receives it in that warm embrace, in trust and in knowingness, and the spirit takes it in flight and in action, and your mind steps forth with the skills and the knowledge it needs to apply, you are in harmony with self. You are in harmony with your purpose. You're in harmony with love, your love of self, your love of the purpose, and your love of what you're doing. We have not always the control or even know the impact that we have on other people. That is for other people to decide. All we can be is that inspiration that begets that invitation. All we can be is that love, that essence of being that invites other people to want to rise up to that higher frequency and join us on this beautiful platform of the higher consciousness. Are you living in your higher consciousness? Do you still give in to the fear? Now, I'm not talking about the common sense, there's a car coming and you're going to cross the road. That is a natural instinct of preservation. I'm talking about the fear of the warmongering, the shoot stirring, the people that are trying to control you by making you fearful, the people that are up in arms, up in protest, up in naysaying, up in arguing over everything. They've got control over you because they've stirred you up and they've made you feel so fearful that you don't know what the truth is anymore. You don't know how to step into higher consciousness because you're so wrapped up in the fear of living. You see, when you trust that love in your heart, when you trust that love in your spirit, when you trust that divine wisdom that comes to you, there is no need for fear. There's no need for doubt. There's no need for validation. It just is. And because it is, you do. Because you are, you do. And because you do, you help others become the beingness of who they're meant to be. Ask yourself this. When you see something on TV or on the news or on social media and it angers you, do you want to go out there and slay the person? Or would you rather give love to that person? Loving vibes that they may change from that anger and that hate and that ill deed into something that is more caring, kinder, loving towards each other. We can't help other people if we are so busy, angry and hating. Love and hate, they're like oil and water. What you feed is going to grow. If you constantly feed the hate, the distrust, the fear-mongering, giving your control away, the less you're going to feel the love. But the more you feed the love, and the more you immerse yourself in the love, and the more you become the love, then you understand how impactful and how much growth, how much creativity, how much exuberance and exaltation there is in that loving vibe. This is what we're here to do on this planet, is discover that self-love. Now, as children, we're born with it. We don't know any different. But from a very young age, we start telling our children, they're not enough. They've got to do it this way. No, you can't do that. I've told you what to do. The free will is beaten out of them. That spirit of exploration is beaten out of them. And they become robotic humans, detached from their heart and soul, lost in a world of hate and anger. If you want your soul to be heard, then open up your heart. Open up your heart to all that there is to love in the world. Open up your heart to loving yourself. Don't beat yourself up for things that you have done. You did them in ignorance. You did them in a state of mind that did not serve you. Turn the page. Write a new chapter. And this chapter is all about what you're going to do for yourself in discovery of your own self-love. And that means all the exterior out there you're shutting the door on. Until you're in a state of beingness to hear the truth and hear the guidance, those teachers aren't available to you. Once you become at that higher level of vibration, the teachers are there to show you how to get to that next level and the next level and the next level. But they can't help you until you're willing to rise up. In order to do that, you have to turn away from the negativity. Which wolf are you feeding? The wolf that wants to devour you, or the wolf that wants to be your friend? The choice is yours. There is our free will. It's choice. And only when we step into that free will of choice to nurture ourselves, to love ourselves, and to share that love out with everyone else with the gift that we've been given, which is love, which is a skill, which is an ability that will help someone else. That's what it's all about. It's really quite simple. Everything boils down to love. Because love is a high frequency, it's a high vibration. It's where creativity is there, where companionship is there, camaraderie, collaboration. That's where it all is. But you have to be willing to work for it. And only when you decide to not feed the victimization, the pain, the despair, the anger, the hate, when you choose not to feed that anymore and to say to yourself, yes, I've been victimized, but I'm not a victim. Yes, I've disliked what someone did to me, but I am stronger than that. Yes, I dislike what people are doing to each other, but all I can do is empower me to send them love, loving vibration. I cannot reduce myself down to their lower vibration. We've all been victimized in some form or other. I know it's left scars with me. But I look at those scars not as wounds, but as triumphs, because no matter what was done to me, I have thrived because I was willing to go through the process of healing, willing to take the journey of self-love, willing in my self-discovery to know that I'm enough. I'm here to do what I do. I'm here to do it with love, with truth, with honesty, with exuberance. And that's enough. I don't need to be anybody else's desire. I don't need to be somebody else's dictation. I don't need anyone else to control me. I am what I am, as Popeye says. And you can take me or leave me. For I am secure in who I am and why I am and what I'm here to do. And I like this feeling. I get more done and have more impact in this state of being than I do in any other. So I invite you to please take this journey. Raise up that beautiful consciousness. Open up to the possibility. Walk forward, blind, deaf, and dumb in order to see, hear, and feel. Feel your knowledge, don't think it. If we just stay in our heads, we never grow. When we allow the heart, spirit, and soul's intellect to come through, we have a bigger perception of what life is about and what our journey is all about. So please, raise that consciousness. Embrace it. Embrace the love within. Be kind to yourself. Be caring towards yourself. Be loving towards yourself. I don't care what mistakes you've made. It's what you do today that counts. What you do tomorrow, what you do the day after. Choose to feed it love. Will you trip and fall along the way? Yes. But all you do is pick yourself back up, give yourself a hug, and continue to walk forward. Because that is what love is all about. Until next week, folks, I wish you most beautiful conscious awakening and a discovery of self-love that is truly going to make you exuberant. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Find all of our shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com under podcasts or selfdiscoverymedia/shows. And for all our current shows, go to What's New. We are supported by you, the audience. You'll see a nice big shiny blue button for one-time donations or follow us on Patreon, and you will be able to support us there. We enjoy bringing you such wisdom. And the next show will be up in just a moment.